the fufu and soup because the penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Seals officially lost his title of Braai Master. The balls are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Jao's alarmers found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11th June to 19th July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.
Over 1,900 matches brought us to the football finals month. But history doesn't care about the journey. It only remembers how it ends. The Premier League.
In Accra, customers can wait. Look in the fufu and soup because the penalty is about to be taken. Bragging rights can wait. In Durban, Sears officially lost his title of Braai Master. The balls are burning because he's checking out who got a red card. Sleep can wait. In Praia, Jao's alarmers found him awake because the game went into extra time at 2 a.m. Basically, the world can wait. Why? Because with all 104 matches, 4 dedicated channels, 10 African teams, everything can wait. The FIFA World Cup 2026. From only 255 kwacha. From 11th June to 19th July, live on Supersport, only on DSTV and GoTV.
Power. Power. Your speakers. 91.3 FM. Lusaka, Otagwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Three Salazi counter officials fined for corruption, for corrupt practices, or face 9 months jail term in default. Voters urged to closely scrutinize the manifestos of political parties and candidates seeking public office. In international news, Cameroon uncovers more than 200 illegal gold mines, mostly foreign-owned. And in sports, U.S. scraps a $15,000 visa requirement for World Cup fans.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. Three Solesi Municipal Council officials have been convicted and fined for corrupt practices involving more than 220,000 kwacha in a procurement case before the Solesi Subordinate Court's Economic and Financial Crimes Division. The court has found Andrew Toms Mutovo, a senior health education officer in Ambao Mwane, a cleaning superintendent, and Paul Mwa Sinkala, a health inspector, guilty of breaking procurement rules under the Public Procurement Act. The court heard that between January 2022 and April 2023, the three officials took part in council procurement processes and supplied goods worth 228,560 kwacha to Solesi Municipal Council through a company called My Innovations Limited. The court found that they were shareholders and directors of the same company, which made their involvement in the procurement illegal. Principal Resident Magistrate Arnold Kasonga Mulimo convicted all three under Section 15(1) as read with Section 1052G of the Public Procurement Act No. 8 of 2020. Each of the convicts has been fined 30,000 kwacha, payable by the 30th of May 2026. If they fail to pay, they will serve 9 months in prison. The court has also ordered them to jointly pay 50,000 kwacha as compensation to Solesi Municipal Council. With less than 90 days remaining before the August general polls, the Muvombo Development Initiative, MDI, has urged voters to closely scrutinize the manifestos of political parties and candidates seeking public office. Initiative Managing Director Winter Muvombo has emphasized that the 2026 elections require informed decisions from the electorate to ensure the country stays on its path of development. Speaking on Voice of the People on Power FM, a program on Power FM, Mr. Muvombo highlighted the importance of electing individuals based on their ability to address local challenges effectively. He told in voters to clearly identify key issues in their communities that need resolution before casting their ballots. Mr. Muvombo added that while assessing the capabilities of aspiring candidates is vital for promoting local development and progress, it is equally important to hold leaders accountable when they fail to meet the expectations of their communities. Livingston-based governance expert Maria Malilwe has called for a review of the qualifications required for presidential candidates to safeguard the integrity of Zambia's highest office. Ms. Malilwe has underscored that while democracy allows citizens to participate freely in politics and form political parties, leadership must be grounded in responsibility, integrity, and good moral standing. Ms. Malilwe has therefore warned that the growing number of presidential hopefuls could create confusion and undermine public confidence in the presidency. Meanwhile, he has urged electorates to understand the distinction of roles, civic leaders and of parliamentarians ahead of next year's general elections. Meanwhile, he has urged electorates to understand the distinct roles of civic leaders and parliamentarians.
The office of the president is the highest office in any given country. It should not be taken as a joke. So really, when we have that number, it means that it's a sicker. It means that it's an easy get. Like, oh, even me, I can wake up and become a president. The value of that status is reduced. So I think there is need to revisit the requisites that need. That is why we have seen a lot of confusion in these political parties, because everyone thinks, I can wake up and become a president tomorrow. So we need to revisit, we need to scrutinize who becomes a president, what it takes for one to become a president. We appreciate democracy, but it should come with responsibility. It should come with integrity. It should come with good, upright, moral standing, not just anybody. Otherwise, it's a recipe for disaster.
I beg your pardon. That was Miss Maria Malilwe. In another development, the Zambia Bureau of Standards, ZABS, and the African Certification Inspection Agency, ACIA Zambia Limited, have signed a private-public partnership, PPP agreement, marking a significant milestone in the country's efforts towards the development of the national assessment and certification infrastructure. Speaking when he officiated at the signing ceremony, Minister of Finance and National Planning, Dr. Stumbeko Mosokotwane, congratulated the two entities for the timely partnership and described it as a much-needed initiative for Zambian products and services to break into the export markets. Dr. Mosokotwane said this partnership is a strong catalyst for economic growth, adding that by implementing measures that promote adherence to recognized standards, Zambia would enhance the competitiveness of its products on the international market, ultimately driving economic expansion and creating jobs. Meanwhile, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, emphasized that the signing of the PPP agreement speaks to government's vision of industrialization through having products that are of quality. Mr. Mlenga added that this partnership between ZABS and ACIA will guarantee an enhanced national quality infrastructure through standards, testing and certification. And ZABS Executive Director Nathan Singambwa said the development of a robust national assessment and certification infrastructure under this PPP will significantly strengthen the Bureau's capacity to deliver on its mandate. Meanwhile, ACIA Chief Executive Officer Andy Len Ramaphosa said the signing of the partnership with ZABS reflects Zambia's bold commitment to industrial competitiveness and sustainable economic growth aligned with international standards and best practices. In international news and investigation